As usual, I love to do my morning exercise in the heartland. This is a very simple way for me to keep fit, stay healthy, see property, and most importantly, to enjoy myself under the beautiful morning sun. By the way, one of my clients recently has plans to buy a condominium in this area. Hence, I decided to walk the ground for them. Before I go into the details, do you want to make a guess which condo will outperform the others? Pause this video for a while and make a guess. The following are those that participate in the poll that I recently conducted in my YouTube channel. Here, without further ado, let's start with the condo that performed the worst. Alexis is a redevelopment of an unblocked site along Alexandra Road, comprising 293 units of mainly small Mickey Mouse apartments. It TOB back in 2013. I can still recall, this is an investor hot favorite. There are many speculation and flipping of option back in those days. Anyway, back in 2018, Alexis was transacting at around 1,600 per square feet. Fast forward to 2026, it's now hovering around 1,008 per square feet. That's an increase of about 213 per square feet, or roughly 13% over 8 years. On the surface, this looked very disappointing to me. Why is this so? Well, I can only say that newer condos around the neighborhood have overshadowed this project. That is why for some smaller project, you'll be good to encash them out after they TOP. Next, Sterling Residence. Sterling Residence looked no introduction. This is a massive 1,200 development that comprises a mix of 1 to 4 bedrooms apartments. Sterling is a 99 years leasehold development along Sterling Road, completed in 2022. It comprises 3 tower blocks that overlook the entire Queenstown area. I can still recall when it was first launched in 2018, it achieved an average selling price of 176 DOPSF. At that time, many people thought it was very expensive for the Queenstown area. But fast forward to today, it's transacting at around 2,400 per square feet, representing an increase of about 37%. Not bad for the new condominium. This is a 99 years development along Depot Road, next to AYE. Interlace was previously sitting on an on-block site known as Gilman Heights Condominium, which was formerly a HUDC estate. It was completed in 2013 and comprised of a massive 1,000 units. It was developed by CapitaLand and Partners. Back in 2018, the going rate was 1179 PSF. Today, it's transacting around 1,700 per square feet, representing a gain of about 44%. Pretty impressive, right? Not near to any MRT station, 99 years, yet it can still do so well. Next, we have the Anchorage, sitting along Alexandra Road and right opposite IKEA. This condo has 775 units and is integrated with a retail mall, although the retail mall is on a separate title. This VO condo TOP in 1997 and is often perceived as the old Graham Dam in the Queenstown area. Back in 2018, the going rate was 1,400 per square feet. Today, it's transacting close to 2,000 per square feet, representing a gain of about 47%. Pretty impressive, especially since it's sitting on a rare freehold tenure. This is the black horse in my opinion. Queens is sitting along Sterling Road. This is a 99 years former GLS site next to Queenstown MRT station. Is one of the very first condo in the vicinity back in the early 2000s. It TOP in 2002. There are 722 units comprising 2 to 5 bedrooms. Most of the units are spacious. A typical 3 bedroom measures 1,184 square feet with a service yard and a utility. For the 4 bedrooms, they measure about 1,400 square feet. Don't even need to bother about what harmonization floor area or not. Big enough for the family. Anyway, back then, the going rate was 1,200 per square feet. Today, it's going around 1,008 per square feet, representing an amazing gain of 51%. To sum up, Alexis, being a smaller development with 293 units, has seen slower growth in recent years. Some of the reasons include less visibility as a small development, plus it's getting older. As for Sterling Residence, it has seen a moderate return at 37%. Its initial launch price of 1,700 per square feet has indirectly helped to lift valuation of the surrounding condos. But its performance seems to be overshadowed by nearby resale condos. Here, Are you surprised of his performance? For the Interlace, I'm pretty surprised with his performance. This could partly due to the spillover effect from Normanton Park. This has helped to boost up its valuation. Moreover, most of the units are big units with large landscaping. This appeals to family and owner-occupiers. That's why it's helped to support its prices. For Anchorage, its prices has been going strong and steady over the past years. There are many reasons to it, such as low maintenance, freehold tenant, to spacious home, plus the scarcity of a well-designed condo in this area. As for the Queens, it has outperformed against all odds. I'm very sure many of you here have ruled out this aging 99 years leasehold condo. Still don't believe me? You can always check out the data all by yourself. There you go. I hope you gain something useful on this simple analysis. By the way, if you have any housing plan, I'll be more than happy to assist you.